This is the Practical Teaching Tips Podcast. I am your host, Richard James Rogers, high school science and chemistry teacher and author of the award-winning book, The Quick Guide to Classroom Management. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode on the Practical Teaching Tips podcast. I am your host, Richard James Rogers. Today, I want to discuss what we as teachers should be doing with our summer vacation time. Now, I'm going to just tell you up front that the opinions I have about this are not very popular, I have to say. Somewhat controversial. However, they are based on what I believe to be logic and also based on lots of experience as well. I've been teaching full-time now for nearly 20 years, and I honestly believe that our school holidays, such as the summer vacation, Christmas vacation, Easter vacation, etc., should be utilized effectively. Lots of teachers complain about how much they get paid. And I will be the first to admit that we don't get paid as much as many other professions do. In fact, there are many professions that do not even require a university qualification or a university degree that pay a lot more. In the UK, for example, the average elevator installer and repairer gets paid almost three times as much as the average teacher, for example. I'll be the first to advocate for teachers getting paid more. We do a very important job. However, what we cannot deny is that we get more holidays, much more holidays, many more holidays than most professions or most people in most professions do. And the question is, what should we do with those holidays that we have? Now, the very quick answer to that is whatever you want, right? You're the teacher, you've got your holiday, do with it what you like. And that's fine. I mean, you, of course, every teacher is perfectly entitled to do what they want with their holiday. However, I must admit that our lives as teachers can be made much easier and can be made much happier if we utilize the holidays in certain ways. So what are the things that we should be doing with our holidays? Well, I want to discuss three areas. First of all, relaxation and recuperation. Of course, we all need that. Secondly, I'm going to talk about money. And thirdly, I'm going to talk about preparing for when you go back to school. Now, the first one, relaxing and recuperating. Of course, as teachers, we do an incredibly strenuous, labor-intensive job. And you do realize that when you have a holiday, when it's downtime and there's no students to teach anymore for a few weeks, or even that just that short half-term break in October for 1 week, for example, you realize straight away, wow, I've got this break now, and I certainly appreciate the time so much, and you certainly you feel what effect that has had on you physically, because it is a very physically demanding job, teaching children all day. It's a very mentally demanding job. It can be, in many cases, very emotionally demanding. So, of course, we do need to rest. We do need to recuperate. However, should we be resting the whole time? In my personal opinion, I think some of our holiday time is best utilized if we use some of it to prepare for when we go back to school. And I'll tell you why. if we spend just a little bit of our holiday time planning some lessons or getting some resources ready, or even something as simple as getting our clothes ready for the week ahead, getting our school bag ready, reading ahead if we're teaching a new subject or if we're refreshing our memory on a topic we're about to teach, and just laying out our first week or two of teaching, getting that ready before we go in, maybe even getting some resources ready, dare I say, if they're printed resources, getting those ready, for example, or if you use a VLE like Google Classroom or Firefly or Moodle, getting those resources put on the platform before you go in, or just scheduling some posts so that when you go back, it's not as hectic as it could be if you haven't prepared beforehand. And this has helped me so much over over the past 20 or so years of my teaching career. It's been so useful to spend some time getting a head start. So that would be my advice. Relax, yes, but also get a head start. Now, it surprises me how many teachers hate me. And I mean literally hate me to kingdom come for even mentioning this idea of spending some holiday time preparing for the new academic year or for when you go back to school. I believe that there's no problem with doing that at all. If anything, it makes your life easier. It saves many a headache when you go back to school, when you've got everything sorted, or you've got most things sorted, you know what's happening, you've got some resources ready. It just allows for that smooth transition back into school. You're not rushing to the photocopier like everyone else. You're not spending late nights after school sorting things out. You've planned out how you're going to assess homework and classwork for the next few weeks. Maybe you've planned your tests and assessments. Just a little bit of time invested in our holidays in preparing for when we go back to school is a very, very good idea, in my opinion. Now, I did say I would talk about money as well. Whilst we as teachers, as I mentioned, are not paid perhaps on a par with some other degree level professions, we are, in a way, paid with our holidays. We get so many holidays. And what I've been doing with almost all of my school holidays is capitalizing on them to make extra money. And there's so many ways that we as teachers can use our skills to make extra money. One little business I've got going at the moment is offering public speaking training to corporate clients in Thailand and all around the world via online means as well. And it's been a great opportunity for me to help people, to use my skills as a teacher to help people. And it's also made me some money as well. So think about ways that you can utilize your skills as a teacher to make extra money during the holidays. Tutoring is another great thing that we can do as teachers. I've just sold a bundle of tutoring to a client. And again, you know, it's a great service I'm offering. I'm offering a student one-to-one support to help that student with a subject. And also I'm getting some extra money as well. So it's a win-win situation. And I think for all the complaining that many teachers do about pay, not many teachers are willing to take action to solve that problem in their own personal lives. You know, we can whinge and complain and stamp our feet all day long, and the government might take some action. You know, you can see in the UK now they've offered a 6.5% pay rise. But if you really want to make the big money or make some significant extra cash, As teachers, we've got to do that ourselves. We've got to take the initiative to do that ourselves. So think about what you could do. If money is an issue for you, or you want to just make extra money, the holidays, the school holidays, are perfect times of the year when you can do this. Being an examiner is a great way to make extra money. The IB, IGCSE, GCSE, A-levels, SATs, they're always looking for people to mark their exam papers, and that can be really lucrative. So consider that. Consider tutoring, as I've said. Consider setting up some kind of business where you utilize your skills. Consider freelancing. Consider blogging. Consider any kind of consultancy, perhaps, you could do. Maybe consultancy for corporate clients where you do mentoring or you do coaching. Because as teachers, we're natural coaches, aren't we? So think about ways that you can use your skills to make that extra money. Something else I also want to say about money, and this has been a recurring theme that I've noticed amongst many teacher colleagues over the years. And to me, it seems really strange, but it happens a lot. There's so many teachers who go on very expensive holidays, particularly during the summer, and then come back and complain that they have no money. And we're talking literally no money in their bank account. Now, to me, that is just foolish, stupid money management. And what I want to say to all of you, if you're hearing your teacher colleagues telling you, yes, I'm going to Paris for 2 weeks, or I'm going to the Caribbean for a week, or wherever they're going, and you're feeling like, oh, I'm so jealous, I wish I could go there. Think carefully about that and don't be so jealous, because there are lots of teachers who are spending big money on these exotic holidays and they can't really afford them. And I think a lot of teachers don't really think in the long term about their finances and are not particularly skilled at money management. For me personally, I don't go on a holiday unless I've got an extreme surplus of money. And I know when I come back from that holiday, I've got a lot of money, a lot of savings in my bank account. I would never save up and then spend all my savings on a holiday and then come back and live paycheck to paycheck. That is foolish. It's a foolish way to live your life as a teacher. So I think a lot of teachers who, you know, are struggling financially, a lot of teachers have legitimate reasons. I'm not going to take that away from anyone. There's a lot of teachers struggling with families. I know that, you know, the credit crunch and the cost of living crisis is real. So yes, of course, that, you know, there are cases like that. But there are a lot of cases of teachers overspending during school holidays, and it's not necessary. This summer holiday, for example, now I'm really lucky. I live in Thailand. The world's most beautiful beaches are literally an hour or 2 hours away from where I live. And it's, for me, it's a relatively cheap holiday to go to Pattaya and enjoy Jomtien Beach and do some jet skiing, for example. But I've got colleagues who prefer to go overseas and go internationally for their holidays. And that's fine. If you can afford to do that, that's fine. But for me personally, I'm not going to go on an international holiday that's going to cost me thousands and thousands of dollars or pounds or whatever, unless I've got a massive surplus in the bank. Now, I'm doing quite well financially. I've got a lot of savings, but I've got a threshold I want to reach. You know, I've got a certain threshold. And once I reach that, then I can say to myself, okay, now I can afford to go on a 1 week international holiday and have a great time and not stress And I can come back knowing I've still got lots of money in my bank account. So I think as teachers, we need to not succumb to the peer pressure. Don't feel deflated if you've got colleagues bragging about big holidays they're going on. Just think about how much it's costing them. And a lot of teachers are really spending a lot of money, too much money actually, on these international vacations. And also think about how you can capitalize on your resources and your skills to make extra money on the side as well. Because as teachers, we have lots of transferable skills that we can utilize. It's just a case of taking action, making those phone calls, contacting those leads, submitting the application forms, and making it happen, really. And that's all I wanted to say. Very controversial, believe it or not. Lots of teachers over the years have really spread the thick vitriol over my blog posts or tweets about this, because lots of teachers are of the opinion that the holidays should just be holidays. There should be no preparation for school, no work, just a complete holiday. If you can afford to do that and you want to do that, that's your prerogative. Personally, I think that's an inefficient way of utilizing all that time we have as teachers. We have this opportunity in life to generate wealth and to really be productive. And I think our holiday time as teachers is really golden time, literally. And we can really use it to our advantage if we are savvy about it. So that's it from me, everybody. What are your opinions about this? Do you think that a teacher's summer holiday should just be for relaxation and recuperation, and there should be no preparation time at all? Do you feel that teachers should be doing things like summer camps or making extra money in their holidays? What are your thoughts on that? Do you feel that teachers get enough holidays? Should we get more holidays? Should we get less holidays? Oh no, I'm sure nobody thinks that. But what are your thoughts? If you do have any issues or thoughts you'd like me to raise, you can email me at info@richardjamesrogers.com. Also, if you're interested in my public speaking training as well, you can email me again at info@richardjamesrogers.com, and I can send the details to you. And why not check out my best-selling, award-winning book for teachers, The Quick Guide to Classroom Management, 45 Secrets That All High School Teachers Need to Know. And that book is on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Blackwell's, Walmart, and all good retailers. And the link to that book is in the episode description in the show notes. Thank you, everybody. Until next time, bye-bye for now.